Future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today is Monday, the 22nd of January, 2018. And what a weekend it has been. So let's get to business and let's start looking at some levels. So Bitcoin's currently trading at $10,749, down 7% in the last 24 hours. And which is interesting because the market cap for cryptos is currently at $517 billion. Bitcoin's dominance of that is 34.9%. We've seen the volumes come down slightly. The current volume for Bitcoin is $9.4 billion in the last 24 hours. So Bitcoin is down a little bit. Is there anything to be worried about? No, I don't think it is. I think these levels are perfectly healthy. And to be honest with you, the current market cap, I truly believe, or we at SVK Crypto truly believe, $500 billion is nothing compared to where this is going to be. It's going to go to $1 billion, it's going to go to $1 trillion, and then it's going to go to $2 trillion, $3 trillion, $4 trillion, $5 trillion, and this thing's going to go up. This is just the start. Ethereum's currently trading at $987. That's down 6% the last 24 hours. As once again, healthy levels. I think the $1,000 level for Ethereum is a great one. I think that people who were buying into Ethereum at kind of $1,300, I think is a little bit high, a little bit expensive there. I think this is a great time to get involved in Ethereum. NEO is currently trading at $121, and that's down 7% the last 24 hours. Once again, NEO is a great project. I'm actually going to the NEO DevCon in San Francisco, which is going from the 30th to the 31st of January. I'm looking forward to doing some exclusive interviews with the NEO or the City of Zion team over there. So I'll be bringing you all the info from there. Dash is currently trading at $765, down around 6% today. A great entry into Dash, by the way. Do I think that, you know, Dash, NEO, Ethereum and Bitcoin are going to be dropping down to 2,000, you know, 6,000, 5,000, 2,000? I don't think that's going to happen. I think $10,000, by the way, at the start, this time last year, Bitcoin was at $1,000. What people do is they look at where it has been to where it started, you know what I mean? So I think $10,000 is a great time to start 2018. And if we see anything like we've seen this year, you know, with just the 33x returns on the market and the overall sense, we've got a big year ahead of us. I truly believe that. So strap in, we're just getting started. On today's show, we have Shane Kehoe, CEO and co-founder of SVK Crypto. We're privileged to have him in the studio today, and he's going to be giving us his roundup for 2017, his outlook for 2018, and what the SVK Crypto boys are up to. What are they doing? So he's going to be filling us in with all relevant information. I'm looking forward to having him on the show. So without a moment's doubt, let's get to the interview. So on today's show, we have Shane Kehoe, CEO and co-founder of SVK Crypto. Shane's been on the show a few times this year, but we're honored to have him on the show today, and he's going to kick things off with a roundup for 2017. So without a moment's doubt, I'm going to pass you over to the man himself.
Charles, thank you very much for that very nice introduction. People who know us, Charles and I work very, very close together. You obviously always hear Charles because he does just a phenomenal job executing daily on the podcast. But I'm locked somewhere in the background, really looking after the direction of SVK Crypto and getting our portfolio to perform and getting our events locked in and making the tea for everybody, because I'm such a great Irish tea maker. Charles, let's kick it off. 2017, what a year.
What a year. We saw the price of Bitcoin go from 1,000 to ending up near 18,000 to 20,000 at the end of play. What were your thoughts at the end of every year when you reflected? I know we had a team discussion on this. What were some of the moments that you look back on, and what did you take away from the year, so to speak?
Well, I really think, let's talk about the cryptocurrency market capitalization. It went from $20 billion, and I know that sounds like a lot, but it went all the way to $800 billion. A year ago, this time last year, there was not one financial institution focusing on cryptocurrencies or blockchain technology. It was considered nerd money. It was the cryptocurrency guys that were using it to buy products and services online that might have somewhat seemed dodgy, and it was not understood the potential both for a currency which was deflationary, which was decentralized, and which was totally unregulated compared to what it is right now, which is a movement, which is a case which every financial institution in the world is trying to develop their own cryptocurrency or their own blockchain. It really was the year, that inflection point, that cryptocurrency, i.e. Bitcoin, became a brand. It went from being a product and services exchange of value to what is now known in the investment community as a store of value. Basically, Bitcoin has now taken the investment banking and hedge fund community as a store of value. And that is a massive, massive, massive move up to where it was. It's now an institutional asset class.
Awesome. So a lot of people say that 2017 was the year of reflection on Bitcoin and if it was actually going to work or not. Where do you think we are now? Because you mentioned a store of value. Where do you see Bitcoin this year, next year? And what has 2017 done for Bitcoin?
Well, 2017 is the year Bitcoin grew up. It's the year that it became a brand. And you're absolutely right. I think at the start of the year, it was very much an exchange of value. I think what's transpired, especially with the increase in value of Bitcoin, why would I want to spend my Bitcoin today when tomorrow it could be worth 10 or 15 or 20% more? It's difficult to use as an exchange of value when there's such volatility baked in. And certainly the second half of last year, the trend was your friend and it went from 1,000 to 2,500 to 5,000 to 8,000 and it just kept on running. So for us, certainly at SVK Crypto, we were just accumulating and buying, and every pullback that we saw, we continued to buy more. It was a phenomenal performance out of Bitcoin in our portfolio last year. I also think that Bitcoin has become almost a casualty of itself, and whereby the Bitcoin network has become very, very sluggish. So transactions now take a long time, and also the cost of transactions certainly running up into the end of 2017, transactions were costing about $35 per transaction, and that's probably from a low base of under $1. So that became more challenging to use it as a medium of exchange, but as a store of value, it's performed really, really well. But it's volatile, and you have to be able to price in that volatility. When we look at Bitcoin as an asset class, it returned, oh my God, 1,000 times, depending on where you got in on average. There's not many.
And that's if you got in late to the party. As I said, we saw the price go from 1,000 to 20,000. Where do you see it going in 2018? Do you think it's still going to keep climbing the way it has, or do you think we're going to come to, as you said, the store of value and it coming to a standardized price of, let's say, 10 to 15,000 around that mark? Or do you think we've still got higher sights?
Well, I can really only speak for myself. If you look back at our portfolio back in November, we had about 40% of our portfolio held in Bitcoin. We've trimmed that position above the 15,000. I think we were really trimming around 16,500, 17,000, 18,000. Bitcoin now in our portfolio is probably looking about 15%. So we very happily took some profits off the table there.
What was the catalyst behind that, by the way?
I think that we had just saw such a parabolic move to the upside that we really wanted to lock in profit. And I think it made sense, especially when we were seeing some really positive altcoins and ICOs coming into the market. So it made sense for us to take a little bit of money off the table on Bitcoin. And remember, we got in at lower levels at the start of the year. It was the right move. However, I do think that Bitcoin goes higher from here. And I think that we're probably looking at buying more Bitcoin on pullbacks. Last week, we had two trades go through when the markets were down about 40%. We bought Ether, I think, at about 825, and we bought some more Bitcoin, I think about 10,500. So I still have conviction on the positions, but we trimmed, and I'm very happy we did into year end, because Bitcoin especially can be a target for regulators. And although that we've seen, which has been a big verification, the options market, we were unclear how the options were going to settle the first cash settlement in January this year. So I just thought it was an opportunity to take some money off the table and diversify a little bit. When you're talking about this year for Bitcoin, I think Bitcoin, and more importantly the market, certainly last week, and you know this because you see me on my trading desk, the markets were down about 40% right across the board last week. In fact, that's probably the most relaxed I've been at my desk for the last 6 months. And I think that the pullback that we've had is really, really healthy. I'm really glad it happened. We didn't get shaken out of any of the positions that we hold. We bought more of Ethereum and Bitcoin. And I think it was a great entry point for people to get in at the start of the year. And I'm very happy that we're deploying more capital into the space. And I think it's very, very healthy when you see a pullback. But yet it bounced down on Saturday and they gave a little bit back on Sunday. And today we're probably a little bit weak overall in the market. But my conviction remains steadfast. I'm very focused on the cryptocurrency space. I'm a believer in the technology and the blockchain. And the longer that these prices remain where they are, and the more people that come into the market, then the longer it's going to be around. And I still have high conviction on all positions. And I'm very, very relaxed. And I think last week was a great opportunity to add some new positions.
Great. Well, thank you for giving us a quick roundup for 2017 for SVK Crypto. 2018, a big year. We've had a great start. We've had an interesting start. We've had the market in the last couple of days, as you mentioned prior, coming down a little bit. And you said that, you know, this was, you know, the calmest you've been in recent times with the crypto market. Where do you see the market going, and where do you see SVK's role within the market going so far this year? I mean, how's everything going?
Well, first of all, let me just look at my portfolio composition. We currently hold Bitcoin and Ethereum. That takes up about 25 to 30% of the portfolio. Then we also hold a key position. It was a strategic partnership with QuantStamp. You should really check out QSP, a phenomenal project by Richard Ma, which we really, really like. That's probably about another 25 to 30%. And then, of course, we hold some Bitcoin Cash, probably about 10% of our portfolio. And then comprises of other altcoins like Cardano, Dash, Monero, Neo, Loopring, and Aeon. So I think we've got quite a nice balanced portfolio going into the year. We have got some cash to deploy to some upcoming ICOs, which we're really, really excited about. I think this year for SVK, we are going to have a major change in our structure. We're actually looking to form an external fund to take in outside money. So this is looking really, really interesting. Up until now, all the capital that we've deployed into the SVK Crypto Master Fund has been internal partners' capital. But we've been working very, very hard behind the scenes because we've really been inundated with family offices, money managers, hedge funds looking to deploy capital into SVK. And up until now, we really wanted to have proof of concept and historic returns. Not just on the performance side, but also how we manage risk, how we deploy capital, how we position size, also how we deal with exchanges, who we deal with, how quick is our execution, and also very importantly, how we manage all our custody with regards to having all our altcoins off exchange and offline, and then how we manage those tresors and how we manage all those codes. And I think there are some really, really big questions there that we wanted to answer. We now feel that we have an excellent product offering going into the new year. And I think by the end of Q1, we're going to be taking in external money. I think we've targeted a fund for initially about $50 million, which is really, really exciting. And we're actually out in the market hiring some really, really key people, some very senior people for the board, some key people in the research department that are coming from some of the biggest hedge funds in the world, and also the core team that we have here. So it looks really, really exciting. We are in full bore. All the chips are on the table, and I think that this year is going to be an amazing year with regards to the landscape. I'm really seeing quite a few very interesting ICOs, and also how they go about communicating their project to the market. Actually, last week we were involved in three ICOs being early backers or strategic partners, and all three of those ICOs decided that they were not going to go ICO and that they were going to raise all their capital through private relationships and strategic partnerships. And that's definitely a shift whereby there's so much interest in the market, or they have such great connections that have raised a lot of money previously, that rather than go through the regulatory and the lawyer issues of an ICO, that they're able to do it internally. So I think that's an amazing change, but we're very much at the forefront. And for anyone who's planning an ICO, or anyone who's out there who's in the stage of an ICO, please consider SVK as a strategic partner. Not only do we come from a wealth of knowledge and experience on the trading and investment side, but we're lucky enough that we've got capital to deploy, but also we've got this wonderful media arm whereby we include a blog, we do this excellent podcast every day, and then also, of course, we put on, can I say, the biggest crypto events in London.
Yeah.
That's how we roll. Our event at the 10th of January here at WeWork in Moorgate had over 600 people down, and it was an absolute roadblock. So we're very well positioned to be putting on the biggest crypto event in London, and we're really embedding ourselves into the community, and I think it's worked out really, 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 really well.
Absolutely. And for anyone that doesn't know, SVK Crypto, myself and the team have a really big presence within London and the meetup society, so to speak, you know, the landscape. And anyone that has been at any meetups recently would have seen us there. So to kick things off, last week, where did we start? We started at Crypto Night One.
Yeah, last week was a phenomenal week in London for meetups. We were very kindly invited to the Crypto Night One, or KR1 meetup, which was in the City of London. They had some really, really great speakers down. They had Vault, which is a custody offering looking to hold clear and secure with military grade security altcoins for crypto funds, so not necessarily individuals, but offering for the institutions. We also had the guys down there from Gibraltar Stock Exchange, and it was very, very enlightening to hear just what's going on in Gibraltar and how friendly they are to the whole crypto space, how pro they are. Actually, you should go onto the Gibraltar Stock Exchange and check that out. And I think we're going to have someone from the Gibraltar Stock Exchange on the show in a couple of weeks' time.
Absolutely, we are.
Then we rolled on to Wednesday. Charles, you went to the Ethereum meetup.
I did indeed. So at the Ethereum meetup, when I first rocked up with a couple of the guys at SVK Crypto wearing our crypto tees, I think we met the CEO of Golem. Now, Golem is an exciting project that's currently trading the market cap of around $500 million. He's actually going to be on the podcast show on the 1st of this month. But the Ethereum meetup, for anyone who isn't in London, is the largest Ethereum meetup in London. They have around, 300 to 400 people in attendance, and it's done at a lecture hall at Imperial College, just by West London. So it's a great meetup. It's a great crowd. A lot of young people in the crypto space there. A lot of people who are starting new companies. A lot of people who are looking to find out more. But as with all crypto meetups, a really good vibe and a great atmosphere. And from that, we went to the most exciting one meetup we've been to that we haven't hosted, of course, which was the DataDash meetup.
That's right.
And we had a bit of a story there, didn't we?
Yeah, that turned out to be a very funny night. We weren't on the guest list, and we didn't have tickets. So we decided on Thursday evening just to rock up, and we were surprised because it wasn't in a typical event space or a hall or a lecture theater. It was actually in someone's house.
Yeah.
And the house was down a little back mews. And when we got into the house, it almost looked like it was derelict. Anyway,
with the lights off.
We had found about 15 people that were also looking for the meetup. So almost like the Pied Piper, we grabbed them. Anyway, we walk all the way up to the first story of the building, and yeah, the party was going on, but we didn't have a ticket, so we were met by a doorman, and then we were met by the promoter, and he was an absolute gentleman, but he really quizzed us on what we did and who we were, and asked us what holdings we had and what ICOs we liked. And lucky enough, of course, not only was Data Dash, who you might know from his YouTube fame, also Dada were also there presenting, and Charles very smartly got us on the whitelist, and it's definitely a an ICO that we're very interested in. So when we said that we were there to see Nick from Data Dash and Dada, after a little bit of wrangling and giving some money to the charitable cause, we got in the door, and it was a phenomenal evening, because it was almost like the meetups that we were going to a year ago, which were all very kind of laid back
and low-key,
libertarian, free booze, and some really interesting characters. So we finished up there after about 2 hours, and I think I got about 10 people and brought them all to the pub and brought everyone drinks. So it turned out to be a great Thursday night and a phenomenal week. Although the markets were selling off, we had a very, very productive week.
Absolutely, absolutely. On the note of meetups, we have an event tomorrow. We have an event at Bishopsgate starting at 6 o'clock in London, finishing around 8, half 8. It's myself and Shane. So if any listeners of the podcast are in London tomorrow in the city and want to come down to one of our events, please feel free. It's going to be an educational event, and it's called How to Get Into the Crypto Game. I'll post a link with this podcast so you have all the information there. And we're going to be going through the basics. We're going to be going through how to buy Bitcoin, how to store Bitcoin correctly, how to get involved in ICOs, what we do. So what sites do we look at? What news sources do we go from? How do we check things? How do we double check things? How do we quantify what we're looking at, and how do we go about that? It's kind of a Q&A, right? We're going to be sitting there just taking questions running through.
I think, Charles, what we saw last year when we were running our big monthly meetups was there was a lot of very well-educated people coming down that knew a lot about the technology on the blockchain and knew a lot about ICOs. But we also had quite a lot of people turning up that were just hunting for knowledge, that really had no idea what was going on. And I thought that this would be cool to have a little bit more of a kind of a personal meetup for those type of people, to really walk them through the real basics of buying a cryptocurrency or how to get into the crypto game. We've actually done two podcasts which have had thousands and thousands of listens. So always want to give back to the community. We always want to spread our network. And for us to give up an evening once a month, I think is very acceptable to give back to our community and to build our brand. So it's going to be a cool event. It's going to be 2 hours, and it's going to be the real basics. So if you're in London town, we'd love to see you. Come on down, introduce yourself. We'd love to meet you.
Come hang out with the SVK crypto boys.
A few other things I'd like to talk about. I mean, we touched on ICOs, and we've seen some very, very interesting ICOs. The Telegram ICO, which they're talking about a 500 million raise, which looks very much like an IPO, which is my background before I started SVK. As some of you guys know, I worked for one of the biggest hedge funds here in Europe called Bluecrest Capital Management, and that's got a lot of hallmarks of an institutional IPO. Of course, we've seen the Kodak ICO, so a listed company stock price actually doubled when they notified the market that it was going to go into an ICO. It kind of reminds me back of my early days when I was investing in tech stocks, when a normal stock then put .com after the name, and it doubled. Right. So it has a reminiscence of the old IPO days back in the tech boom. But two very interesting type things. I am also very focused this year, particularly on numerous different types of trends, and I'm really looking for decentralized type of applications and how they're going to work. I'm also looking for scalability, which I think is absolutely key. Because we're seeing a lot of issues on the scalability side. And then I think just quality, well thought out projects with guys that have executed in the past, which it's quite obvious, but that's definitely the way we're looking at.
Absolutely. Some of the most exciting ones we've played recently, Trinity, a really exciting ICO that we were happy to be part of. And that was an ICO that solved the scaling issue or scalability on the Neo blockchain. Now, I'll tell you a little story. When myself and a couple of the guys at SBK Crypto were getting into this ICO, you had to get in at a selected block size, or a block number, so to speak. Now, there's only three blocks that were accepted into the ICO. I believe it was a $30 million hard cap. After 4 minutes of watching the wallets where all the NEO is being sent to, over $45 million was raised, because what happened was a lot of people who weren't whitelisted, who found out the address, decided to send NEO there on the off chance that they would get in. I think with 2018 coming up, but obviously NEO is a really hot product of the minute with regards to ICOs. Any ICO on the NEO blockchain is kind of considered quote unquote hot, so to speak. That's going to fill up quite quickly. It's a good protocol. But for 2018, I really do feel that the ICOs we're going to see, I think they're going to change in a big way. The way the KYC is done, how people operate. And Shane kind of touched on this earlier with a lot of the ICOs like CoinFi doing private sales with strategic partners and not actually getting involved in the ICO, so to speak, not actually taking any retail money, right? And where do you see this playing out, and how long do you think it's going to take to come in, and why do you think it will change?
Well, I think with an ICO, because 2017 really was the year of the ICO, it was the first time that the ICO market overtook venture capital on the tech side. So we're seeing a lot of focus on the ICO market, and because of its unregulated nature and because it's very high risk, obviously I think the regulator is really focusing on that first and foremost. And from my conversation with a lot of the CEOs going into ICO mode, and the last thing that they want to do is be at fail to the regulator, even if it's a look back in a few years time. There's been a lot of money made in the cryptocurrency space, obviously from $20 billion to $800 billion. That's a lot of wealthy people. And I think that the community that we certainly engage with are very willing to back other projects. Yeah. So it looks like rather than having 5,000 or 10,000 individuals on an ICO, you can do it a lot easier with maybe 5 or 10. Now, I don't think that bodes well for the greater of the community. However, it's just a trend that we're seeing. And let's see. I think some ICOs may suit that type of high risk, high reward with a very finite investor base. But I think there's other ICOs that are more commercially sound and that also want to have a bigger retail tranche because their product or services they're providing will be into that market.
Agreed. So with that in mind, that's a wrap. I want to thank you, Shane, for coming on the show today. I know you're super busy monitoring the crypto market 24/7, 365. That's what you do. I know that is what you do on a day-to-day basis. I know you eat, sleep, and breathe crypto, and you're the crypto man to talk to. And we hope to have you on the show more and more.
Yeah, and I'd really like to thank all our listeners out there. You know, our community is absolutely key. Thank you so much for the people that follow us on Twitter. We basically see everything. I'm obsessed with social media and interaction. So please feel free to tweet SVK. Please sign up for the podcast. Please sign up for the blog. Charles hasn't touched on it this evening, but I know that he does talk a lot about the crypto crowd, whereby he's basically building a book of people to get preferential terms on some of the deals. So please, we really appreciate your attendance at our meetups. We really love your attention for everything crypto. We're always on 24/7. So if I can help out in any way, if we can do any interviews, or we can plug your events, or we can look at your white paper, we're full on 100%. And we just really appreciate all the support that you guys have given us in such a short period of time. And I'd also like to say thanks to Charles, because he's been killing it each and every day. So for me, to quote Charles' story, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. I got to get on a call with another ICO. But thank you very much for all your support. And please make yourself known to us. We're always looking to connect with great people.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.